News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, legislation to criminalise the sort of sex for rent scams that were first exposed by an Irish Examiner reporter have been introduced into the Dáil by Sinn Féin, and Laura Harmon, Executive Director of the Irish Council for International Students, joins us. Laura, your reaction to this, the idea that we're going to legislate for this, do you think this is a good idea?
Absolutely. I mean, it's completely necessary to legislate for this. And actually, I'm quite, you know, shocked. It's an absolute disgrace that we don't have this legislation in place. And it's something that the Irish Council for International Students has been calling for over 2 years now. There was a previous bill that the Social Democrats introduced, which didn't pass full through the Oireachtas. So we'd be worried that the same might happen with this new Sinn Féin bill, but we certainly, you know, welcome it. But ultimately, it's up to the government to act on this. So we know from our research that 5% of international students had either seen an ad seeking sex instead of rent, or they had been directly offered this.
Okay,
and one in 10 were unsure.
Just for people who maybe are unfamiliar or unaware of this, the ad wouldn't necessarily say sex for rent. What kind of way are these things put out there? Because they're a bit more subtle than that, but that is ultimately what they're looking for.
Absolutely. So it can be very insidious what's put online. So often the ads will say, you know, must be open-minded, which if English isn't your first language, you know, it'd be very hard to interpret. What does that even mean?
Yeah.
Must be up to having fun in the house, or must be up to sharing a bed. And oftentimes, you know, what happens with international students or people who are vulnerable, they might meet up with the landlord, they might go to view this place, and then they might actually realise, you know, what the case is. You know, they might just see one bed and be like, where are you going to sleep? And it's been said to them, you know, well, you'd be sleeping in the bed with me. Or it might be a case that they might say to them, you know, for you, you know, we could have an arrangement, you know, the rent could be free in your case. And I suppose the key thing here is that this isn't an offence, a criminal offence. So there needs to be an offence created, you know, through law to clamp down on this and to act as a deterrent as well. You know, this isn't just creepy behaviour we're talking about. This is extremely dangerous, predatory behaviour.
Sure, and exploitative, and a lot of people are, and all of that without a shadow of a doubt. So are you seeing this, Laura, in like, have you, not, I don't mean firsthand in your own experience, but of people that you're dealing with, that this is something that they are regular being offered? You share a bed, have, you know.
Unfortunately, yes. I mean, our research from last autumn showed that, you know, 5%, you know, of international students have either been directly offered this or they've seen an ad, you know, offering it. So it is something that is very much out there. This often happens on social media where there is very little regulation, but it has happened on DAFT as well. And
maybe it's a stupid question, but do people take up these offers? I mean, are there people who are, I'm sure they don't want to particularly, but are there people who are desperate who say, well, I, you know, it's very hard to get a place. I have very little money, you know. Are there people who actually end up in these situations kind of going along with them?
Well, that's the big worry here. I mean, the students that we speak to, you know, have refused it, have been absolutely shocked. But unfortunately, I mean, I think when it comes to the housing crisis.
They're the ones you hear about, though, I suppose.
Exactly. And I think with the housing crisis in this country, I mean, there's what we can see and there's what we can't see. So there's very much a shadow housing crisis happening. And a lot of this, unfortunately, there isn't a lot of data, which is why we did, you know, the research in the first place. And I mean, if you look at it, I mean, there's 13,000 people homeless. There's a lot of people who will do anything to keep a roof over their heads. Okay. I mean, the prospect of homelessness is very scary for people. And I mean, if you're a student coming to this country, English isn't your first language, you're quite vulnerable. And unfortunately, these predators are trying to take advantage of this. So it's really up to the government. I mean, it's been over 2 years now since this was exposed by Anne Murphy in The Examiner. And you know, hasn't been dealt with yet, so it needs to be urgently legislated for.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.